I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Today, hormone imbalance is an epidemic that is upsetting countless lives, and joining us today to talk about it in her wonderful book is Alicia Stanton, MD, Hormone Harmony, How to Balance Insulin, Cortisol, Thyroid, Estrogen, Progesterone, and Testosterone. In simple terms, it explains how lifestyle commonly disrupts six key hormones and how to remedy the situation. Dr. Alicia Stanton is owner and operator of BodyLogic MD of Hartford, an anti-aging and integrative medicine practice in Glastonbury, Connecticut, serving the Hartford, Connecticut, and surrounding areas. Dr. Stanton is board certified in obstetrics and gynecology, a fellow of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, a diplomat of the Board of Anti-Aging Medicine, and an advanced fellow at Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Dr. Stanton, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you, Lisa. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you on the show. I loved your book, and as a woman who is going to be 43 in August, I was particularly interested. And, in your wonderful book, Hormone Harmony, you start with a personal story. Quote, it was later Tuesday afternoon as I started to wake up. Holy cow, this hurts, I thought as I opened my eyes in the recovery room. What was happening?
What had happened is at that point, that was about almost 13 years ago now, I was an OBGYN, loved what I was doing, 18-month-old son, everything was going perfectly, and I started having some back pain and was diagnosed with a spinal cord tumor. So at that point, my entire life turned upside down, and I had surgery a few days later, and I was told that if the tumor was very aggressive, I had about 2 months left to live.
Oh, my goodness.
So my thoughts went, to my son. I wanted to see him grow up and get his haircuts and his dates and all those fun things. And I really vowed to stay, to not let it be aggressive, luckily it was not an aggressive tumor. So I had the surgery to remove it, but woke up paralyzed.
Oh my gosh.
And after waking up, and that was where that line was, where, oh my gosh, this hurts. And I knew that I was going to wake up that way because of the surgery that I was going to take, but I was able to regain strength in my body and to learn how to walk again over the course of the next few months, and I went back to practicing OBGYN, but I was not the same person I had been. I had a lot of chronic pain. I had, things were just so different for me. I began a quest to really get my own health back because I had so much chronic pain. My surgeons who saved my life could really only offer me pain medication. And they really frown on pain medication in the operating room when the surgeon's taking it. It's just not a good thing. So I had to find other ways to do it and started learning about nutrition and osteopathy and acupuncture and massage and hormones. And all of those things worked very well for me, and I began to incorporate them into my practice. And as my patients started getting better, I really lost my taste for medicine the way I had been doing it. So I shifted my practice in 2005, closed the OBGYN practice, and I do all the hormone balance and nutrition now.
That is fantastic. What an amazing story of taking a negative experience and having something so beautiful and positive come from it. And, a lot of people are having these sorts of symptoms like lack of energy or loss of zest for life or weight gain and mood swings, loss of sex drive. That is related to what's going on with their hormones. And I think a lot of people aren't really sure what to do about that and how to balance them. And if you can touch on that.
I sure can. And you're right. The hormones are really connected to every aspect of our life. They're the messengers that take the messages from all the different parts of our body. And what a lot of people don't realize is what you eat and how you live does affect your hormones. And key things, and the book is really about what I say to my patients every day. But the key things that we talk about is eating, and that you want to eat in such a way that your blood sugar stays very stable. So I always tell them to eat every 2 to 3 hours, a lean protein like chicken, fish, turkey, nuts, beans, those kinds of things, and a complex carbohydrate, which is actually a vegetable or a high-fiber fruit. And if they're eating that way, it keeps their blood sugar stable, which keeps insulin stable. And the key to the connection between your hormones and your food is that insulin's balancing hormone is cortisol, and that's our stress hormone. And cortisol has the same building blocks as our other hormones, as estrogen and testosterone. and it also utilizes progesterone. So if your blood sugar is all over the place and your insulin is all over the place, then you have a higher demand for cortisol, and you're taking all the building blocks that you could be using to make hormones like estrogen and testosterone, and you're using them to make cortisol, and that creates an imbalance.
I see. You know, something that I was diagnosed with that I worked with a naturopath and have overcome it was adrenal fatigue. I was in a very stressful situation for a long time, and the stress just got to me. And my body, and I was eating whole foods and exercising, but, you know, if you stress out enough, the, you know, your adrenals can really get overworked. And if you can touch on that as well.
I sure can. So that's a very key component. And a lot of the more traditional or the more the mainstream physicians don't really understand or appreciate adrenal fatigue. And I didn't for a long time until I did a lot of the fellowship training that I'm doing. But adrenal fatigue is actually, the adrenal glands make cortisol. They make your stress hormone. And you're right. If you have had a significant stress over a long period of time, and it may not even be an emotional stress. It may be a food allergy. It may be a toxin. It could be a number of different things. But your demand for cortisol is so high for so long that your adrenal glands just can't meet that demand anymore. And a lot of people have extreme fatigue. They can't, you know, they hit the snooze 4 or 5 times. They wake up exhausted. They can't get out of their own way. They can't concentrate. They're, you know, more depressed. They can't lose weight. There's all kinds of different things that can affect them that really come under the guise of adrenal fatigue, and it's not a widely recognized issue.
No, it's not. I was going to ask about that. I've talked to some doctors where they don't even – there's so many things that they seem not to believe in. I don't understand.
Right.
Like, but I experienced it firsthand, you know. And it's interesting that you acknowledge that you were in that camp at one time.
I definitely was in that camp. And see, the hard thing is that, you know, we're used to distinct diseases. You know, Addison's disease is essentially the inability of the adrenal glands to make cortisol. And that's, you know, that's deadly if you don't replace that cortisol. But I think that we as physicians and as people forget that there are spectrums. Like, it doesn't have to be all the way to Addison's disease or all the way to adrenal failure. You know, you can have fatigue. Just like with diabetes, you know, you don't just wake up one day unless your pancreas fails, and that's a different kind of diabetes. But for the most part, it's a gradual process, and you get to that point, and you get to be diabetic. For a long time, you're insulin resistant or you have issues with it. And the same kind of things happen with your adrenals. And I don't think the mainstream physicians really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is that something you addressed earlier was the importance of foods. And all the foods you mentioned were whole foods. And eating a whole food diet is something I always talk about on this show. It is so important. And you talk about restoring harmony with food.
I think that it's very important. And you're right. I think whole foods are so important, not just, you know, limiting the refined carbohydrates and the preservatives, but also, you know, eliminating the toxins in that in the foods, because all of those things create imbalance. Not only do they increase our cortisol demand, but a lot of the different toxins and preservatives in the foods can be what we call endocrine disruptors, and they directly affect the hormones themselves.
Oh, you know, I've heard a lot about, like, 9-year-old girls, 10-year-old girls already developing and getting their periods, and I think they're tying it to the hormones and the chicken and the beef. And is that something that you hear about often, or what's your opinion on that?
And I do believe that some of that is tied into the hormones that are given to the animals. What is also interesting, though, is that a lot of the food packaging that we have, if you look at our aluminum cans, they're lined with something called bisphenol A or BPA. And foods that are more acidic, like our tomatoes and sodas and that, tend to leach more of that BPA into them. And that is also an endocrine disruptor that kind of mimics estrogen. And that's wreaking havoc with a lot of our boys as well.
So it's really important to buy acidic foods in glass jars then.
That is, like, exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah, glass jars or you know, the cartons. The cartons don't have the bisphenol A's either. And the other places you watch for it are in plastic bottles. So, you know, if you're going to be drinking out of bottles, you're much better off going to get a BPA-free bottle, and they sell them. The Nalgene is one company that makes them, and there are a number of companies. And then just drink filtered water out of the BPA-free bottles, and you limit your exposure to those, to the bisphenol A's.
Okay, now when you give people hormones, they're the bioidentical kind, and if you can tell us what those are.
Sure. I do utilize bioidentical hormones, and essentially, very simply, bioidentical hormones are hormones that have the exact same chemical structure and the exact same shape as hormones that our body would naturally make. So they fit in all the receptor sites the way our hormones should. They do all the different things that the hormones should. And the real key thing is they're broken down the way that our hormones should be broken down. So it's very important if you're going to put something into your body that you really try and match exactly what the body has already.
I see. Now, for people listening, and this could be for men as well, I mean, they might need more testosterone or some other hormones. What would they need to do? I mean, what would the first step be? What kind of, you know, they don't live in your area or?
Sure. The first step would be if you think you may have, you know, hormone issues, you know, do your research. First of all, you know, I certainly, you know, my book has a lot of information in it. But also, if you, all over the country, a network of physicians I work with called Bodylogic MD, if you go online to bodylogicmd.com, you can locate those physicians, and they can help, you know, wherever you are.
Oh, terrific. And tell us a little bit more about Bodylogic, because you run a center in Connecticut.
I do. I have a practice in Glastonbury, Connecticut, with two other physicians that are working with me. We treat men and women. And essentially what we do is we will look at your various hormone levels, and we will test using blood, urine, or saliva, whatever, you know, way we choose to test. And in looking at your lifestyle, your diet, your stressors, and those hormone levels, we can really determine a plan for you and really help you get to your optimal health.
Now, can you work with people from far away? I mean, couldn't they send in the saliva samples via, you know, I know I've done that. My naturopath moved to Oregon, and I was doing things with my adrenal testing with this, you know, with the swabs and the, you know.
Exactly. And actually, adrenal testing with saliva is really the best way to test the adrenals that way. So just, you did it the right way.
Oh, good.
And what I recommend is that I need to see somebody at least once a year.
Okay.
In the office, because I really want to have that connection and the face-to-face and making sure I know exactly what's going on with them. And then if they're at a distance, as long as they're stable, we could talk on the telephone and we could really, you know, help them out that way. But at least once a year, I need to talk to somebody and see how they're doing.
Oh, okay, because I would love to see you, and I'm sure so many of the listeners would. You're just fabulous. And if you can tell us again how people can learn more about you and your terrific work.
Sure. The best way to learn all about me is on my website, DrAliciaStanton.com, and it's DrAliciaStanton.com, and that's going to have all my information.
Oh, and Hormone Harmony is such a great book. I encourage everyone to get it and read it and tell your friends about it. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.